Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. We're glad to have you. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover just about everything. As you know, this is just a show. So if you want personalized advice outside of this show, reach out to my team and we'd be more than happy to talk with you one-on-one. You can go to redrockretirementradio.com to request more from my team. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events, which we have all across the state of Utah. You just need to go to our website again, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my co-host, Colby Chetwin. Thanks for being here, Colby.
Hey, Colin. Glad to be here.
If you want to submit some more questions, you can always email them to us at questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's dive in.
Hey, Colin, does it matter which accounts we pull from first when we retire?
I had a client come in. Well, he wasn't quite my client yet. And the person they were working with before convinced them to put a majority of their money into some annuities. And they put some after-tax money into these annuities, which is we paid taxes on the principal, and now the growth is taxable to me if I take the money out. And it's taxed as short-term capital gains, which is ordinary income taxes. He put probably 80% of their money into annuities, which for me is red flag number one. We never want to put that kind of money into a vehicle like an annuity. That's too much. I don't care how risk averse you are as a retiree. That's too much. Don't do it. Don't let someone put that kind of money into an annuity. That's a red flag for you too, not just me as a financial advisor listening to this happening. Question it for sure. So he put these monies in, and that's where they were starting to draw their income from. And they were letting their IRAs grow. They had a little bit of Roth, not much, and they weren't touching that either. Well, that's not good, because I can't control my tax implication with an annuity like that with after-tax money. So the problem we had is we had to shift things around. He also had this Roth money in an annuity. Well, I don't want Roth money in an annuity. I want my Roth in my most aggressive growth place. I want it to grow the best it possibly can, and that's not typically in an annuity. Annuity has safety and some growth, but it's not our biggest growth vehicle. So we had to shift things around, and we had to adjust what he thought he needed so that he could be in a better place, so that when he drew money out, we weren't just doing it for the income's sake, we were doing it for the tax purpose as well. And that's what we're talking about here, is taxes, taxes, taxes. Everyone's favorite topic. Everyone loves talking about taxes with me. They don't roll their eyes ever. No, they do. They roll their eyes all the time. They hate taxes. They hate paying more taxes than they have to. And a lot of advisors preach tax planning, but when push comes to shove, a lot of them don't actually do tax planning, because what they say is, I'm not a tax professional, so you should probably double check this and talk to your CPA, your tax preparer. Well, okay, you go to your tax preparer, and what a lot of them do is they don't look at how to save you taxes over your lifetime. They look at how they save you as much taxes as possible in that current year, and they just file your taxes, and they don't actually strategize. Let's strategize. So let's talk about which accounts to pull from first. This can vary, but this is kind of the baseline of where I'd like to take money from first. I typically like to take my distributions from my traditional IRA first, or 401k. Then we go to our after-tax money, where we pay tax on the principal and the growth is taxed. But depending on how long I hold those assets, the tax implication is lower. Then we take from our Roth. Our Roth is typically the last place we take it from, because we want it to have the most growth that we could possibly have, because it's growing tax-free. Well, I'm going to throw a wrench in just what I just said, and that, well, what if I'm doing Roth conversions and I want to pull some money from the traditional IRA, put it into the Roth? Well, okay, then we start using a balance of taking some from the non-qualified or the after-tax bucket and some from the traditional IRA to give us some flexibility to do some Roth conversions as well. That's one piece of it. To answer this question, we also need to decide what kind of vehicles we use when we pull the money. Do we use an annuity, a CD, the bank, savings, checking, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, REITs, structured notes, you name it, there's something out there, a variable annuity, immediate annuity. Like, we have so many different vehicles out there, and all of them have different tax implications on your money. Some I can control the tax implications, some I cannot. And if I put my money into the wrong vehicle, the type of money, again, we have three different tax statuses that we need to focus on. We have pre-tax, post-tax, or after-taxes is another way to say that, and tax-free. Those are the three tax statuses for taxes for our money. All of our money sits in one of those three buckets. Where we put each of those buckets or those tax statuses really, really matters. The vehicles we use in each of them can be really detrimental if we don't think about it. And it's not a hard thing to think about, but it has to be thought of and it has to be smoothed out and refined so that we don't have to stress about where to take the money from. We're prepped. Because if I put all my money in stocks and that's where I'm taking my income from, well, that's not just a tax implication if we do it wrong, but it's also, what if the market goes down when I want to retire or when I need to take a distribution and I'm taking a regular distribution each month? Well, we don't want to take money out of an account when it's down. That's like one of the most detrimental things you can do as a retiree, is taking money out of your accounts when your accounts are down. So we don't want to do that. That's a problem. But again, if I put all my money in an annuity, maybe I'm not getting the growth I should be getting because it has all these bells and whistles and costs and fees and taxes, and we're just not paying attention to all the things that could be with that. And I'm not growing enough to keep up with inflation. Well, we don't want that either. Maybe we throw it into the bank. Well, the bank's not going to grow most of the time. Checking savings is not going to do that good for us. And some people, well, what about a CD? Okay, great. A CD is great short term. I think CDs are a short term solution to a long term problem. You're going to get good rates for now, but when you go buy another CD, your rate's probably going to be lower because they're probably going to drop interest rates semi, hopefully soon, for most of us who are watching the news. So we need something that can grow consistently, but I can pull money from, and it needs to be tax efficient. Well, what is that? I don't know what it is for you, but a coordinated withdrawal strategy based on account types, tax impact, income goals helps extend your nest egg and lower your overall tax bill. You know, Warren Buffett, this is paraphrased, said something to the effect of, don't risk what you have for something you don't need. That's part of this equation. Not all of it, just part of it. Don't risk what you have for something you don't need. Don't risk the tax implication. Don't risk your nest egg. Don't risk these things. Have a conversation with somebody, even if it's painful. My wife would rather have a tooth pulled than talk about finances at this point. But it's worth it. It's worth the pain of talking about your finances with somebody who does this all day, every day for the last decade. At least. The wrong withdrawal order can cost you absolutely thousands of dollars. If we do it right, it will save you thousands, tens of thousands of dollars over your lifetime, maybe even hundreds of thousands. This is just one risk that almost every single retiree faces, and we don't talk about it enough as financial advisors. Specifically, retirement advisors should be talking about this a lot. Don't pay too much taxes. Don't drain your assets out of the wrong bucket too quickly. Let's talk about it.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or repo, present and express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity offering or issuer. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only trans-
transacts business in states where it's properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.